Here in the nation's capital, we take pride in being a company town. But the company is getting smaller, and so is our economy.
The federal government is the largest employer in the region, but its share of jobs has decreased over time.
Chuck Bean leads the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments.
Go back to the Eisenhower era, it was a full third of our workforce. And now federal jobs are just 11% of the region's workforce.
And while the recession forced other American cities to rethink their financial futures, George Mason University economist Stephen Fuller says our region has been slow to diversify.
This is like that poor frog put in the cold water on the stove, and you don't realize that you're getting cooked. So we're in warm water at this point, and the temperature's been turned up, and we haven't reacted to it.
Planners are focused on attracting and retaining our educated workforce and its dollars by growing jobs in seven clusters that check some key boxes this region's workers need. Export-based, high-quality jobs that pay well.
Our share of them is lagging seriously, and so we have to understand, well, why can't we keep up to the pack?
Fuller says investment in these industries amounts to only a 2% gain in the last 2 years. Coming up in the final part of our series, DC's Identity Crisis, the campaign to rebrand Washington and what it means for the jobs of the future. Read more on WTOP.com, search economy. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.